The Colony House sat empty for years after Bruce Farrell of Berglund Automotive purchased it in 2018. His wife, daughter, and son, Mike Farrell, adopted the project, so to speak, and the younger Farrell says the three worked together to appoint the rooms with what current travelers expect and still maintain that retro feel.
There are vintage pieces in a lot of the rooms. For a lot of people, it's really surprising when they open the doors because, like, the exterior, because it's now it's on the National Register of Historic Places, very limited things we could do to the exterior.
But the interior has all the amenities you'd expect, says Colony House General Manager Joy Barlow.
Travelers are drawn to it because of the retro vibe, the theme in the rooms, the theme with the outside of the hotel, with the pool.
Barlow says the Colony House also has a meeting space. It's been open since August and welcomes cyclists participating in the USA Championships Roanoke hosted this past summer. The public is invited to this morning's ribbon cutting at 11 on Franklin Road. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.